Hello, Nidge here. I'm in the Imaginarium, looking back at some of our all-time favourite episodes. There are so many good ones, I really can't pick a favourite.
My favourite one was about sunlight.
Oh, yeah. In this episode, we blast off to outer space with Professor Lisa Harvey-Smith to learn how the sun lights up the world. Before we get going, I want to hear from you. Tell us your favourite episode of Imagine This. Or send us a question you've been wondering about. You can email us at imaginethis@abc.net.au. Don't forget your sunscreen! Hello, I'm Nidge. And today on Imagine This, we're talking about the sun.
The sun makes me feel happy,
hot and warm and cozy. Makes me feel really good.
And makes the day feel nice.
Totally. Mabel has a question about the sun.
How does the sun light up the whole world?
What do you think?
Because it's big. It's really, really big.
Because it's really hot fire on it.
I think it's hotter than fire.
Or lava, I think.
Who should we talk to about the sun?
I think we could talk to a scientist.
A person who knows a lot about the sun?
Yeah, I reckon we could talk to Professor Lisa Harvey-Smith. She's an astrophysicist.
Astrophysicist?
Astrophysics is a type of astronomy, the science of stars.
The sun is a very big star?
Yeah. Come on, I bet we can find Lisa at the observatory.
Hello?
It's all dark.
Hello? Lisa?
Oh, hello.
I can't see.
Who turned out the lights?
I did. The only way to see the stars is in the dark. Hang on a minute. Let me open the roof up.
Wow. There are so many stars.
I could see a billion, trazillion, billion stars.
They look so shiny.
Wow.
Aren't they spectacular?
I can see blue stars.
They make cool shapes.
Lisa, can you help us with our question? We want to know how the sun lights up the whole world.
Well, it can't light up the whole world. It lights up the half of the world.
Yeah, the sun only lights up half the world at a time. So, whenever it's dark outside, the sun is lighting up the other side of Earth.
And if it's daytime, it'll be nighttime somewhere else.
That's right. If you want to learn more about the sun, the stars are a great place to start. That's because the sun is our closest star.
I never knew that. Wow!
The stars look like specks and the sun looks like a circle.
Well, the difference is the sun's bigger and the stars are farer and smaller.
There are so many tiny twinkling stars in the nighttime, and then there's just one sun in the day. How come?
Well, the only reason for that is distance. The sun is much, much, much closer to us than any other star.
How close is it?
Oh, only about 150 million kilometres away.
150 million?
If you drove really fast in a car, it'd take you about 180 years to get there.
That's not close.
That's ages.
Yeah.
So stars only look small at night because they're so far away.
Yeah, but up close, all stars are enormous.
Bigger than Earth?
Our sun is so big, you could fit more than 1 million Earths inside.
Wow, huge.
Actually, bigger than huge. Giant. Really, 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 really big.
Let's use our imaginations to take a closer look at the sun. We can see exactly how a star makes all that light.
We need a rocket ship
and spacesuits.
We need sunscreen
and 1,025 waters.
You'd better imagine the world's best air conditioning too. It's about to get really, really hot.
All right, ready for the countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
We're going up!
Whoa!
Bumpy!
We're through the clouds!
And out of the Earth's atmosphere!
Alright, I'm punching in the coordinates. Destination, the sun. Oop, hang a right.
I can see Earth now.
The sky looks like dark black.
I can see stars, planets.
Oh, look, there goes Venus.
And here comes Mercury.
Whoa, it's getting so bright. Everyone put your sunnies on.
When you're close to the sun, it's sunny.
Yeah, the closer we get to the sun, the brighter and hotter it's going to get too.
What's that sound?
The solar wind. The sun is beaming out lots of light and heat, and it's shooting out cosmic rays too.
Cosmic rays?
Time to put the shields up. Look out, here come the subatomic particles.
Whoa, it's getting hot in here.
Maybe because it's so bright and usually bright things get hotter and hotter.
It's the sun.
The sun is burning, but not in the same way as fire burns wood or gas burns on the stove. A star makes light and heat through something called nuclear fusion.
What does that do?
Fusion is a word we use when two small things mush together to make one bigger thing. Nuclear fusion means that teeny tiny particles that make up atoms are sticking together.
I don't really know what atoms are.
Everything is made out of atoms.
They're small.
Yeah, like you need a really special microscope to see them.
Inside a star, lots of things are flying around at top speed. Hot, swirling gases called helium and hydrogen are churning around with lots of energy. Two hydrogen atoms can crash into each other with so much force that they stick together. When this happens, they create helium.
What does that do?
It creates light and heat, like a little explosion.
Cool!
So how many little explosions are happening in there?
100 million quadrillion quadrillion explosions every second.
What?
Wow.
That's why it's so hot.
Come on, let's fly up for a closer look at the surface.
It looks like lava.
Ooh, it's bubbling.
Like orange porridge.
So swirly and churny there.
The surface of the sun is a very busy place.
Can we walk on it?
No, it's too hot.
Very hot and burning.
It is too hot. Thousands of degrees too hot. But you actually can't walk on it because there's no ground to walk on.
So if it's all just super hot gas, what's keeping it all together?
Gravity. It's just squeezing the sun and all its hot gases into a ball. It looks like it's solid, the way Earth is, but actually it's all just gas held together very tightly.
If the sun is so bright, how come space is so dark?
Well, light can travel a very long way, like the light from the sun beaming down on the Earth, or the light from distant stars twinkling in the sky. But light needs to hit something for us to see it.
What do you mean?
It's like if you shine a torch outside at night.
You shine it so you can see things in the dark.
Yeah, when you shine the light on a tree, you can see it because the light's bouncing off the tree. Or the light can bounce off the ground in front of you so you can see where you're going. But if you shine a torch up at the night sky,
then the torch light disappears.
Yeah, light needs to reflect off things for us to see it.
Ah, so because space is mostly empty, it looks black. But once the light from the sun hits something, like a planet or the moon, we can see them.
That's right.
Lisa, I think I'm starting to get sunburn.
Ooh, yikes. Time to head home.
Look, it's Earth.
Yeah, half of it's really bright.
And that's daytime.
And half of it's in the shadow. Oh, look, there's Australia in the shadowy bit.
Yeah, it's nighttime. You can even see all the streetlights on.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
We'll be quiet when we land.
We'll be quiet.
Look at all the stars. It's so cool that each one is as big as our sun.
Isn't it amazing? And these are just the ones we can see with our eyes. There are countless more in the universe.
That is a lot of light being made.
Yeah, they're all too far away to light up our world. So we're very lucky we have our big, beautiful sun to keep us warm.
Thanks so much for teaching us all about the stars.
And our star,
the sun.
No worries. I'll take any chance to go to space. I love it.
So, Mabel, the sun lights up the world because it is our closest star. A giant ball of hot, swirling gas held together by gravity.
Squeeze tight.
Inside the star, atoms are whizzing around at top speed and sticking together with so much force, they create light and heat.
Nuclear fusion.
The light travels all the way through space to us here on the half of the world that's facing the sun.
It's daytime.
While the other half is in shadow.
It's nighttime.
And we can see stars.
There are countless stars in the universe, and all of them are hot, bright suns. And maybe they're lighting up their own worlds far, far away.
Have you ever trekked through worm tunnels inside an apple? Have you ever slid across snail slime? Have you ever been spooked by a ghost mushroom? No? Well, what are you waiting for? Join me, Costa, and my friends Xavier and Millie on a super fun adventure discovering the secrets of the plant world. Together, we'll become tiny explorers in a giant garden. Tune in to the new season of the Gardening Australia Junior podcast. All episodes are out now. Find them on the ABC Listen app.